Scripture this morning will be coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17 and 18. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
What's the most distinguishing mark of a Christian? What is the most distinguishing mark of a Christian? Give that a thought for just a minute, because I want you to think about that, and I want you to also think about, if you got a piece of paper, you can go ahead and write it down. Five things that you're most thankful for. Five things that you're most thankful for. While you're thinking about that, have you come up with the most distinguishing mark of a Christian? It's a thankful spirit. If we have a thankful or a grateful spirit, it is going to show in our life. I think that's what sets a Christian apart from a worldly person, in the sense that we can find the good that we have in our life, the blessings that we have in our life. It's so easy sometimes to dwell on things that's wrong, things that have gone wrong, or how we've been mistreated, or how we want something that we don't have. But think for just a minute how blessed you truly are in your life. You should not have any trouble at all coming up with five things. Now take those five things, the most important things that you are thankful for. Is that in your heart? Is that part of the distinguishing mark that you have as a Christian, that you're thankful for those things? Now, you don't have to turn any of these in. I hope you turn in the five things. And if I'm not here when y'all leave, Wendy's got an envelope for the five things you're most thankful for. Give them to her. I walked to church this morning. I can't get in a car. So I'll probably walk back home here in just a little bit. Luckily, I don't live far. That's a good thing. But give them to Wendy if I'm not here. But five things. Now, think for just a minute. What are five things that you have that's a blessing to you that maybe you really don't deserve? And I know that could be a question that you could say, well, we really don't deserve anything. But the five things that you can really think of that you're not deserving of, that really puts you from being normal to being blessed above all measure. Because we can all name the top five in our life, and probably we'll all hit at least three or four of those five together. Because we're going to talk about God, and we're going to talk about church, and we're going to talk about family, and we're going to talk about friends, and we're going to talk about the key things that we all would put on paper. But those things that put you just a little bit further, a little bit further beyond other people. What are those things? What are five of those things that you have in your life that you're truly thankful for? Well, Jack read for us, I think, a very important verse, verses 16 through 18. But look at verse 16, rejoice evermore. I don't know if y'all write in your Bibles or not, but I've got written right beside rejoice evermore. That is marks of a living church. That's a mark of a true Christian, because we're rejoicing evermore in everything we're given thankfulness for. I have 3 points I want us to look at this morning as we think about thanksgiving can change your life, being thankful. You know, we all need to look at our lives, don't we? We all need to look at our lives and realize how blessed we really are. We have so much. We can give so much to other people. We might not be able to give a lot of money to some people that may be in need, but we can always give people a helping hand, a smile, a prayer, a hug, and love that we can offer. But as we think about Thanksgiving, I think there are benefits to programming ourselves or making ourselves being thankful in our heart. And number one, I would have to say that being a thankful person can increase your personal happiness. If you're really thankful for all that you have, you're going to be happier. Now let that sink in for just a minute. If you look around at all the blessings that you have, and you're thankful for what you do have, you're going to be happy. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, he wrote these words. He said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And he wrote, "And again I say, rejoice." I've used this verse, and we all know what this verse is and what was going on in Paul's life. But Paul wrote this passage even while in prison. He did not have the best around him at the time, but he was enforcing, in fact, encouraging everyone to rejoice in the Lord in every aspect of your life. This week being Thanksgiving week, I think it's a good time for us to reflect on our lives and think of all the blessings and look for personal happiness. Look for happiness in our life. This is a time of year. I was talking to someone yesterday about a death that they had in their family. And they made a point to me that this is a difficult time of year for anybody who has lost a loved one. And I looked at them and said, absolutely. It's very, very hard to go into these holidays that's surrounded by family without Jay. I think about it every day, but I especially think about it more around the holidays. But you know, we can still find happiness. We can find blessings in our life, a reason to lift our head up, a reason to smile and say, I'm blessed beyond measure. Let this be a week that everybody in this congregation this morning, everybody in this building this morning, goes out and shows people how happy you are by the blessings that you have in your life. And be a blessing to other people. Number two, allowing thankfulness and gratefulness in our life can improve your example of Christ. Ultimately, that's what we all want, is it not? We all want to be an example to other people for Christ, that we're letting our light shine, we're being an example day in and day out. Go back to what Tony Taylor had said sometime before, and I made mention of it. I think David did here a while back in a sermon, or Steve or someone. You know, it's all how people see us. Y'all remember what Tony said at I think it was their gospel meeting or at a summer youth series, when he said a lot of people look like they just drank pickle juice. I'll never forget that, how true that is. Don't be a person that looks like you just drank pickle juice. Be happy. Be happy and allow that example to spill over into other people's lives. Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12, it reads, paraphrasing, live such good lives that people may see your good deeds. And how does he end that? By glorifying God. When we find happiness and we're being an example to others for Christ, people are going to see that and glory is going to be brought to God. And then number three, being a thankful person will also improve your relationships. You know, there's one thing I've noticed over the years. I have performed several marriage ceremonies. And for the longest time, I was always happy because everybody that I had married, not that it had anything to do with me, everybody that I had married was still married. But I remember the first couple that got a divorce that I had married. It bothered me. So I heard about it, so I reached out to this couple and I called them and I said, do not go through with this divorce until I sit and talk to y'all. So I set up an appointment and I went and met with this couple. You know what it boiled down to at the end of the day? They ended up going ahead and getting a divorce. They took each other for granted. They took each other for granted in their lives. They wasn't near as thankful for their spouse as they was the day that they stood out under that big oak tree that day, holding each other's hands and smiling and even crying, saying, I love you and I'm going to love you for the rest of my life. Time passed, years passed, and they took each other for granted. I'm going to tell you, if you're a thankful person, you're going to build personal relationships with your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, because you are that person that's lifting other people up. Husbands, imagine how much your marriage would improve if one day you just came home for no apparent reason with some flowers and told your wife how thankful you are. I was sitting at Pat's, I think it was yesterday morning, and Stacy come out and was waiting on me, and I made a statement to her, and she said, yeah, I remember. Several years ago, I went into Pat's when Pat was alive, and I told her to send Wendy some flyers. And she told me what she's going to send and all these different things. I said, that'd be fine. I had to leave. Well, Pat called me later on today and said, Tim, what do you want me to put on this card? I told Pat, I said, just put to the luckiest woman in the world. Pat never let me live that down. Every time I would call and order flyers for Wendy, she said, you want me to put something on the card? And one year, by herself, Pat put, you're still the luckiest woman in the world. You know, building relationships, smiling, caring, loving for each other. What would your wife think if you went out of your way just to send flyers? Wives, what about when your husbands come home from work and you thank them for the hard day of work that they went through that day? Being thankful for what each other does. Kids, young people in this auditorium this morning, what about thanking mom and dad every once in a while? For cable TV, internet, cell phones, heat, air, food, clothes, however we gonna need to go down that list, all the things you have, thank mom and dad for providing those things for you. Show that happiness. Do you know how the Apostle Paul began most of his letters in the Bible? He was improving relationships. If you look at Romans chapter 1 to the church at Rome, he wrote, first, I thank my God for all of you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to the church at Corinth, he said, I always thank God for you. In Ephesians chapter 1, he wrote, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Philippians, he wrote, I thank my God every time I remember you. Colossians, he wrote, I always thank God when I pray for you. Paul made sure to let people know how thankful he was of them. And he prayed for them. And then finally, y'all get a break this morning because of my back. I've jumped through these points pretty quick. Fourthly, a thankful heart will benefit you. It will prove and show your relationship with God. Found an article I want to share with you, then I'll close. It says, even the atheist and not or a non-believer feels in the mood to be thankful from time to time. It said an atheist one morning was with her friend, a Christian friend, and they stepped out into a glorious and beautiful fall morning. As the atheist saw the brilliant sun peeking through the haze, the frost on the meadow, and the brightly covered leaves making their way lazily to the ground, she was filled with the beauty and burst, and she said, I am so thankful. I'm just so grateful for it all. Her believing or her Christian friend asked this, grateful to whom, my dear? How can an atheist be thankful for anything? Because who can you thank? God gives us everything that we have. Everything. And we need to let that thanksgiving or that thankful spirit spill over in the way that we live. This morning, are you a Christian? Are you willing to become a child of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Are you willing to turn away from your sins, repent of your sins, change your life? Basically what that means is I'm going to turn away from the world, I'm going to turn away from sin, and I am going to walk for Christ. Are you willing this morning to answer, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you are willing to do those things, then this morning you can become a Christian through your obedience by being baptized for the remission of your sins. If you're here, however, and you've been unfaithful to God, and somewhere in your life you know you wandered away from God, or you're not close to God, or you need the prayers of the church, in just a second we're going to stand and we're going to sing an invitation song to encourage you. But the other side of that, I want you to take away one thing. Even write them down. Look at your life and be thankful for what we have. And let that spill over into changing other people's lives. Won't you come while we stand and sing?